This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled against the Trump administration's bid to end the DACA program. DACA protects from deportation over 600,000 undocumented people who came to the U.S. as children. WLVR's Genesis Ortega spoke with Jose Campos, an immigration attorney in Bethlehem, about how the ruling affects residents in the Lehigh Valley.
In the immediate term, this allows those that have DACA already to continue with their DACA status, so they're not going to lose it. And that's the short term. However, looking at what the Supreme Court actually said, the Supreme Court denied the administration's bid, basically stating that they didn't give sufficient reason or rationale to end the program. So we expect that the administration will be coming back probably shortly with a new rationale and new reasons to end the program, and they'll have to go through the court system once again. In the long term, DACA was never meant to be a long-term program. It doesn't lead to any permanent status for the children who came in under the program. What it does allow is to allow them to temporarily live in the United States without fear of being deported and work legally.
What has your experience been like working with DACA recipients and their families?
They've in the last few years, they've been obviously nervous about what would happen with the challenge in the courts to the program. There was a lot of fear, to be honest with you, amongst those kids. A lot of those kids have parents that are completely undocumented and have no legal status. These kids have established themselves. Most of them are now young adults. The program really was limited only to children who entered before 2007, and there's an age limitation as well. So there's a lot of trepidation, but today I can certainly say they're fairly happy with the court's decision.
Is this a ruling that can be disrupted down the line? And if so, what would that look like? And should people be nervous?
So this ruling is a final ruling because the Supreme Court is the highest court of the land. However, the Supreme Court left open the door that the administration could come back with another argument as to why they should get rid of the DACA program. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some argument that they need to end DACA because it's tied to COVID and they need to preserve jobs. I would actually, I probably think that's probably their strongest argument if they come back with something.
Does this change things at all? Can someone now apply for DACA, and is there a timeline for those cases?
No, only those who have already applied and have been approved that and have DACA can renew it. There's no new openings. The window, so to speak, shut based on the eligibility criteria. And really, the individual would have to have entered the United States before 2006 and submitted their application years ago.
As an attorney, I'm sure you've been working with these cases for many years, as you said. What was it like perhaps speaking with some of these families today? I'm sure they were elated.
I've had many families that have been watching the Supreme Court's case very closely, and they call me up every month to see if I have an update. But the Supreme Court doesn't give regular updates. They just give their opinion at the very end. But those who have been following it very closely are elated. Because a lot of these kids have done very well. Of the several hundred DACA clients that we've had, they run the gamut of professional success stories. We have a couple nurses, some in the banking industry, engineers, tons of them that are in college, and they're all doing very well.
Jose Campos is an attorney specializing in immigration who practices in Bethlehem. He spoke with WLVR's Genesis Ortega.